Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alburn, and I help women who want to live a life of time and freedom become wildly successful using proven organic marketing strategies that so that they can finally achieve the lifelong dreams with confidence. In today's episode, we are going to be looking at 17 deadly blogging mistakes to avoid on your blog. Are you immune to blogging mistakes? Wouldn't it be nice to have a blogging kit outlining all the things to do and to avoid? It is not your fault that you made so many mistakes when starting or running a blog, especially when big companies like Wix, Blogger, and Weebly thrive with innocent bloggers create content using their particular platforms. While having a blogging kit is the ultimate dream for beginners, advanced, and intermediate bloggers, the online business world changes so rapidly. When I started online 10 years ago, there weren't as many bloggers as there are now, and the path to success appeared to be riddled with huge potholes. Now, there seem to be a plethora of blogging kits, you can call them, available, and each one seemed to have gaps or missing modules. In fact, you may realize this, but the more you learn, it seems that there is still so much more that you don't know. The truth is that when it comes to blogging, there isn't a single path to success, simply because there are several different blog types and niches. Many bloggers continue to get frustrated because they initially thought that there is a one-size-fits-all solution to creating an online business. However, the path to success for each blogger is different because, well, their audience and ultimate goals are different. So in this particular podcast, I'll be outlining 17 blogging mistakes that bloggers at every level should avoid. So Before I get into those blogging mistakes, rather than focusing heavily on a list of things not to do, I wanted to start off by highlighting the most important reason for starting a blog in the first place. You may or may not be aware of this, but your blog is there to help your readers transform into a better version of themselves. Maybe your blog is about how to get over the fear of spiders, aka arachnophobia. So you help your readers see spiders as awesome creatures who get rid of bugs. I have an example on the actual blog post itself where I outline the journey of a reader and what it should look like and how you as a blogger will help that reader accomplish that goal. So I want you to imagine for a second, I have a slide up, and at the very top of this slide, I have a fear of spiders. And I have four different columns, as it were. The first column, I have starting point. And in it, I have a little box in that particular column. And it says, always need to check a room for spiders before getting comfortable. I don't know if this sounds familiar to you. If it does, then you probably are afraid of spiders. And below that, I have an arrow pointing up with a little written up quote. And it says, your blog post addressing the various behaviors. So someone who's afraid of spiders, their starting point is normally they get into a room and they check all the corners. And I'm saying this because I know of someone who in my family who does this. Check all the corners to make sure. This is when they were extreme. They're not that extreme anymore. They checked all the corners before they settle into their seats for spiders or any kind of insects. And what you would normally do then, obviously your blog post will address all these kind of behaviors, what you do, what this person does, if they find themselves doing this in this particular situation then, and they probably wish that they would be not so afraid of spiders and more comfortable, especially in older buildings or in any room that does looks like it isn't clean. So the obstacle for this person, so the next column over, so this is the second column in, has a title of obstacle, a genuine fear of spiders, number one, and number two, creating a fear of socializing in old buildings. And then down at the bottom of an arrow pointing up, it says, you need to get a keen understanding of your potential client's core problem. So the core problem is they have a fear of spiders, and that manifests itself in their behaviors, what they do. Every little sort of thing they see in the wall, they sort of jump back and, you know, they're looking. And this obviously applies for someone who's writing a blog about the fear of spiders, but you can apply this to your particular scenario. So you sort of get to know, you know, what is this person's obstacles, you know, and, you know, what are their fears, why, and you probably never understand the genuine why they're afraid of spiders. Well, if you're a specialist in arachnophobia, you probably would. But for people like me who don't specialize in that area, I don't understand why people have such a huge fear of something like spiders, because they're so tiny, eight-legged creatures. Obviously, if it was a tarantula, that's a different story. And I wouldn't have a sort of fear looking around in the room for them, because I know they're not there particularly. But, you know, I certainly am not in love with tarantulas. Okay, so the next column over, which is the third column, we have transformation. I have a little cloud inside there. And in this cloud would be your awesome products, services, courses, etc., to help that person transform from whatever their fear is to something else. And, you know, that's what your blog is supposed to be all about. You know, you have the starting point, you've got the obstacle, the transformation, and then you have whatever those products and services. You can have a little product like in a value ladder format, where you have an entry level product and then the next level up and so on until you get to a high priced item. Okay, and then in the fourth column, then I have goal. And if it is you want to head on over to the blog post itself, you can go to successunscrambled.com/. Okay, I'm sorry for making this such a long URL, but successunscrambled.com/blogging-mistakes-2-avoid. Okay, and then you can see the diagram that I'm referring to here. So in the goal, I have a box there now, and a little box, and it's a little square, should I say, and it says, an ability to socialize comfortably without needing to check all corners of the room for insects and bugs. And then in the little box below, in a little sort of phrase below, I have mission accomplished. Yippee. So, I mean, I don't know where you are in your blogging journey in terms of if you're at the beginning or if you're 6 months in, 12 months in, 2 years in, and you never really thought about the transformation of your reader. This is an good opportunity for you to think about it, you know. Because that's, at the end of the day, is, you know, why blogs are there. Okay, you have people who have coupon blogs, and that tends to get boring after a while. But the real value of a blog should be to help your reader go from, you know, an older version of themselves to a better, more sort of improved version of who they want to be. So like I said, if this is all new to you, don't worry. At least you now have an idea of what you need to do to help your readers become successful. So let's spend some time now looking at those blogging mistakes that we came here for in the first place, so that you can ensure that you can avoid all of them as well, or as many of them as possible. So number one on the list, refuse to implement SEO or search engine optimization. So search engine optimization seems to be feared as much as people fear spiders. And I can see why to a certain extent. I mean, SEO, I mean, it starts with S as well, but I can't see it being as frightful or as, I guess, crawly, creepy crawly looking as spiders are. However, because your blog is your business, then getting website traffic on autopilot is the lifeblood of any going concern. So in other words, with social media, yes, you can have tools that will, like recur posts that will automatically push out your content to social media platforms on a sort of frequent basis. But to get traffic or visitors or readers to your website on autopilot, at least in the first 6 months, 1 year to 2 years, you need to implement search engine optimization, or you should think at least of implementing search optimization. If you're a regular listener or reader of mine, you know I go on and on about this all the time. It's one of the things I absolutely enjoy doing. Implementing SEO from day one should be an important element of your blogging journey. If you are new to SEO, then you can grab the resource that I left a link there in the show notes called SEO for Beginners. Just hop on over, have a look at that, and then you're free enough to go and have a look at what you need to do to at least start that process. Maybe it's time for me to develop a course called How to Get Over Your Fear of SEO. What do you think? Okay, so number two on the list is using free blogging platforms. When I first started online many years ago, I used Weebly to develop one of my very first blogs. It was about vegetarianism or being a vegetarian. I also use Blogger and Wix at some point as well. I can tell you that those are great for when you are just testing the waters. However, the moment you decide that you are ready to take things seriously, then go for a self-hosted solution. The popular ones on the market on offer are WordPress.org and Squarespace. At first, self-hosting was scary for me, but as soon as I was able to create a website more than once, I can just do it in minutes. Just like anything else in life, it may seem overwhelming at first to use a self-hosted platform, but it is so worth it. If you're looking for time and freedom, then don't let free blogging platforms ruin your future. Choosing the wrong web host. Okay, so now that you know that you need to use a self-hosted solution, I have to admit that if you are new to blogging, it can be difficult to decide on the best WordPress hosting provider. And do you know what? I've tried many hosting companies over the years, which is good news for you because you can learn from my mistakes. So many pro bloggers advise newbies to go with Bluehost or Hostgator, but my experience with them was not really pleasant in the last, say, maybe 8 to 10 years ago. My recommendation would be to check out a company like SiteGround, and when you outgrow their package, look for something like Big Scoots. I wrote an entire resource on the best WordPress hosting, and I've left a link in the show notes. Again, you can access the show notes by going to successunscrambled.com/blogging-mistakes-to-avoid. All right, in that number four, we have publishing low quality content. I was guilty of this offense at one point, but thankfully, I'm so glad I quickly self-corrected. If you hate writing as much as I did, then I understand your dilemma. You just want to write something quickly, get something just transcribed, for example, or even outsource this writing to someone else. Why on earth do you need to spend 2 to 4 hours writing and editing a blog post anyway? Well, for one, it will save you a lot of embarrassment in the future. And number two, another reason is that you are writing to help your readers. Low quality content does not really add value to the life of your reader anyway, so just don't bother with it. Okay, so in at number five, we have implementing a slow WordPress team. Do you have any idea how lucky you are? You are blogging at a time when Google is fussy about page speeds. And people might argue they're always fussy. Oh no, not as much now. Page speeds, especially when it comes to mobile devices, because 5-10 years ago, there were no such things as mobile devices. There was something called WAP. I think you used to be able to access website pages using a technology called WAP. I think it was. I can't remember now. This was not a thing 5 to 10 years ago, so I had to put up with what was available in the marketplace. So if you started a blog 10 years ago, there was no such thing as, well, maybe not 10 years ago, maybe even longer than that. There was no such thing as surfing from your mobile devices, surfing the internet, and Google penalizing you or ranking you lower because your website is slow on mobile devices. That wasn't a thing back then. And even now, obviously with the increase of broadband, people are having much bigger, bulkier websites. But theme creators now, WordPress theme creators, are putting their best foot forward and creating super fast, amazing themes that are easy to implement and customize. Because I remember trying to customize WordPress themes 10-12 years ago, and it's just like so difficult. Now you have no idea if it is you just starting a blog, or even you started a blog in the last year or two, you have no idea how lucky you are. Anyway, one of the fastest themes available for WordPress is a theme called Generate Press. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. And I can tell you, it made a huge change to the speed of my site. What makes me really, really annoyed is that it costs only $50, because I spent a minimum of, say, like $69, $58, $70, that kind of a money, $75, $79, on lots and lots of slower WordPress themes over the last 5 years. And this is only $50. What an annoying thing to encounter. And you guys have no idea how lucky you are. Okay, so number six, creating a blog without passion. Okay, so I am also guilty of this one big time. And I can classify it as possibly the biggest blogging mistake anybody can make. If there is one blogging mistake that you need to avoid at all costs, it is this one. Thousands of potential bloggers search Google every day looking for the most profitable blog niches. In other words, they want to get into the most profitable one. Or maybe they want to do a shortlist based on their passions, I hope. Instead of focusing on what they are passionate about, yes, you can have two or three niches that interest you. But start with number one, the one that you're really genuinely passionate about. And I can tell you, over the last 10 years, I created about 100 blogs. And I can tell you from experience that you get bored after a while when you start a blog or create a blog or maintain a blog that you have no passion, interest, or anything like that in it. It's an absolute waste of time, waste of 2 or 3 years of your life, only to give it away to someone else or to sell it or whatever. Okay, so number seven, giving up on your blogging too soon. I have to laugh because this one is definitely one of those for the books, because I'm guilty of this area as well. Blogging is a journey of transformation for you and your reader. And I mentioned this in previous podcasts and blog posts and, you know, other resources about my feelings when I read about other people literally throwing years of hard work down the drain. Yes, I did mention that you need to follow your passion. And if it is you end up in a situation where you're blogging that is about something that isn't your passion, you literally have to give it up. But if it's your passion, please take my silly advice and don't give up. Don't give up yet. Maybe you need a coach or a mentor, and there you could get both free and paid coaching depending on, you know, what level you're looking for. And you're probably wondering, well, why do people give up anyway? Well, because they realize that they are not passionate about the topic. Another reason is that they are not generating an income, or they got into blogging for the wrong reason. If they are not transforming the lives of their readers, then there is no fulfillment or feeling of success. And that's mainly the reason why people give up on blogging in the first place. Or maybe they run out of money. That's another one as well. Okay, so lack of investment in blogging education. This is probably one of the few blogging mistakes that I'm not guilty of, because I just enjoy learning. However, many bloggers prefer to read all of the information that is available for free rather than invest in a course. Yes, at times you need to save up or cut back on other luxuries to invest in blogging education to see a transformation in your online business. After investing over $10,000 in online business education, I have to admit, not all of the education is the best that is available out there. All right, so let's look at number nine, which is not completing or implementing the training. Spending money on blogging education is only good if you do the training and implement what you learn. I know this might be obvious, but I see it all the time when I enroll in courses, and the members there say that they purchased the course a year ago and didn't go through it. I'm thinking like, wow, That's interesting. And these courses are not cheap courses. You're talking 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. Imagine spending that amount of money on a course and then not touching it for a whole year. I don't know. That's not something I couldn't see myself doing. It is true that there are times when life gets in the way, but it is so vital to dive in and learn, then implement the teachings that that you're taught. Remember that you are here to fulfill a purpose, and the longer you take to get there is the more that you're robbing the world of your talent. Okay. So coming in at number 10, we have spending insufficient time on marketing. When you first start a blog, you cannot expect people to find you instantly unless you are a celebrity or already have a big online presence. Marketing your blog in the first year is going to feel like rolling a large snowball up a hill, probably up Mount Everest or Kilimanjaro. The reason why marketing feels that way is that you need to build momentum, awareness, and authority. I've left a link in the show notes where I refer back to one of my resources that outlines over 50 ways you can market your business, both online and offline. If you studied physics in school, you know that the snowball will get to the top of the hill and it will eventually come down on the other side with such a big force, which is good news for you. So just keep marketing until you get to the top of that hill. If you need a structured approach to getting website traffic, then remember to grab the free Traffic Boost Masterclass. I've left a link in the show notes. You can access the show notes just in case you just joined the podcast at this point, or maybe you had to pause this and come back. You can access the show notes by heading over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-mistakes-to-avoid. All right. Okay, coming in at number 11, no email list. I probably mentioned this before. I know the way it feels. When you start a blog or you have been blogging for a while and you have very few readers, you're basically thinking that this is pointless to have an email list or to ask anyone to join your community. You and what tribe? Haha, one person. That is just your mind tricking you into believing that you are too new or too small to have an email list. The only person who knows that you only have a tribe of one, or let's say 10 people, is you. That's the only person who knows about it. So get rid of that self-talk and start offering valuable freebies to your readers or to your audience. Okay? Okay, number 12. Refusing to monetize your blog. Yes, you don't have a lot of website traffic and you only get 10 readers a month. So does that mean you cannot sell anything? Well, let me ask you a question. How many sales will it take to boost your confidence? It just takes one sale. So why not monetize the blog in the first place? If you wait until you have a lot of content, like 50 to 100 blog posts, it is going to take you a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of motivation to go back through all of those posts and monetize them. When I say monetize them, I mean like applying things like affiliate links, linking them to a product or a service that you offer, etc. So time is money. Use it wisely and monetize your blog from day one. Okay, let's have a quick look then at number 13, which is comparing yourself to others. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I'm guilty of this one as well. When was the last time you compared yourself to another blogger or another business owner? Was it yesterday, last week, last month, or maybe 6 months ago? It happens because you and I are human. The sad reality is that the blogger you compare yourself with is often in a different niche and or have different goals or passions or a different audience. So what is the point in comparing yourself with others? Well, I know, it's only human. The next time you think about comparing yourself with others or getting envious or anything like that, just stop wasting your time. Keep your head down and don't compare. However, here's a quick tip. It is okay to take notes and adopt good practices. So it's good to look at other bloggers, whether it be in your niche or outside of your niche, and admire things that they do, whether it be for productivity, to being efficient, for time management, or maybe some marketing hack or trick. Take notes, but don't compare yourself to them. All right, number 14, inconsistent blogging. Depending on your blogging goals, you will come to realize that one of the keys to growing your blog is publishing content regularly. And publishing content doesn't necessarily mean only publishing blog posts. It could be videos, podcasts, for example. It could be, you know, whatever the content is, posting on social media, posting, you know, creating ebooks, giveaways, running contests, etc. It is a way to get first-time readers to come back for more valuable content again and again. In other words, if you post once a year or put out new content once a year, then you can't expect any growth to your blog from that kind of, inconsistent effort. And if you publish inconsistently, then you will know, your readers will not know when next to return for fresh content. Publishing fresh content regularly also helps with traffic from search engines. If you need a resource to help you to blog consistently, I've left a link in the show notes. Again, you can head over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-mistakes-to-avoid. All right. Number 15, difficult to read blog posts. Okay, this one is the one that I will go on and on with forever, but it's so vitally important. You have no idea, you know, the importance of this next point. So stop whatever you're doing. You're probably multitasking, listening to this particular podcast, but this is like important. It's right next to the one of, you know, blogging and on something that you're not passionate about. This is right there, right next to it. So this may seem strange, but I still see well-established bloggers make this deadly blogging mistake. I will come across an amazing blog post title. I would click through to find the text designed to be read with the help of a magnifying glass and a Sharpie in the other hand to trace while I read. Oh my goodness. Maybe their readers are Superman, Wonder Woman, and a lot of superheroes, you know, Fast and Furious. I don't know. I don't know who the latest superheroes are. You can tell from the times going by. It is hard to understand why the text needs to be so small and so faint. Like, you'll have small text and then you'll have it faint. It's like blended in with the background. And you literally need to get, I don't know, a 10x magnifying glass to read as you go along. And then sort of a highlighting pen to just outline the text so you can probably read over the sentence just in case you didn't understand it. I beg you, from the bottom of my heart, have some consideration for real people like me. I am slowly losing my 2020 vision and I don't have superpowers either. So please stick to font sizes of 16 to 18 so that normal humans, including those who have challenges with their vision, can see what is written very easily. Can you do that for me, please? Okay, now that I've highlighted that because that was just so important and I come across it so many times and I just can't read the text. So I just had to go on about that for a little while, rant over. Okay. Number 16, taking eternity to create your products and services. Okay, so this one combined with the next point is very related. Are you one of those bloggers who has been planning to create a product or a service for a while? You found every excuse on planet as to why you have not done it yet. The timing isn't right. You need to outsource the graphics. A member of your family hasn't been well for some time. You're moving to a new house. You're waiting for inspiration. You're just not ready yet. Can you please stop robbing the universe of your talent and create the product or service already? Okay, that's another rant. I'm sorry for that, but I keep meeting bloggers, you know, in my day-to-day run, I guess, of life. And they would say, oh yeah, I'm planning to create a product or a service and I haven't done it yet because of X or because of Y or whatever the reason is. Okay, coming in at number 17, the 17th blogging mistake on my list. Are you ready? Are you ready? Lacking confidence after 12 months of launching your blog. Let me ask you a question. Are you still suffering from imposter syndrome after 12 months? Do you have challenges believing in yourself? What will it take for you to realize and appreciate your successes so far and that you can do it? I know I said one question and I've already gone to three questions. Here's my fourth question for you. At what point does someone stop being new to blogging? Is it at a point decided by you or the blogging industry? Well, if it has been 12 months since you created your blog and you are still hesitant when it comes to confidence in your ability, then listen up. You have done an amazing job of blogging so far. Congratulations, I'm so proud of you. Even if you're only 6 months in the game or on your journey, stop self-sabotaging yourself and realize that you can do this thing. Well done, good for you. All right, so in conclusion, none of us was born perfect bloggers when we came out of our mother's womb, but we all have the ability to learn and grow. You learn differently from others around you, and so do I. Some of the biggest blogging mistakes are made when we fail to implement what is taught. Because we learn and grow every day. Oh my goodness. We live in an age of technology where just things are moving so quickly. There's just so much information, probably too much information out there. But the problem always comes when we just fail to implement. Oh, that's such a great idea. I'll put that on my to-do list. This decade and century are so amazing because you can learn and implement at the flick of a switch or at the click of a button. I can't imagine what it was like living 100 years ago compared to now. It must have been painstakingly difficult. Remember, it is all about the transformation journey for you and for your reader. Focus on this aspect and everything will fall into place. So, over to you. What blogging mistakes have you seen that is quite popular in blogland? Or what has been your biggest blogging mistake to date? All right. So please remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear about what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you find yourself stuck looking for resources for your blog, then check out these 100 plus blogging resources for bloggers and small business. I've left a link in the show notes. You head over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-mistakes-to-avoid. Are you a teacher looking for extra cash? Check out the East Side Job for Teachers, which are also great for anyone wanting to become a tutor. Or want to get back on track after not blogging for a while? Yeah, you might have given up temporarily and you want to get back on track. And you're probably looking for a little motivation. Well, grab these 9 ways to get motivated in order to achieve your goals. If you're a startup or small business and you need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at these packages. I've left a link again in the show notes. Well, that's it for today, guys. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.